Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to day two of the Cheltenham Festival with the Scottish Sunsport Racing Team. Robert Thompson, Colin Duncan and Ed Watson here with me, Jim Delahunt. We'll look at the Champion Chase very shortly in this podcast, but let's start off with the Neptune Investment Management Novices Hurdle, over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, which gets the day underway. And we don't yet know if the Antipost favourite Robert Neon Wolf is going to be there, or will he have run yesterday?
Well, that's a big question, and seems to be the clear standout for this, given the form of the Haydock win. The one thing that worries me, and it probably goes for Finian's Oscar as well, is they keep talking about him as a chaser for next season. I always think these types are vulnerable at Cheltenham, because you maybe get someone that's just got a wee bit much speed for them, and you don't know how hard trained they are. Because if the trainer's got a constant eye on next season, then, I mean, are they really putting it all in? That's the only concern I've got with betting him too short.
It's building blocks, isn't it, for them? It's, you know, they neither of them have been to a festival before, which is always a slight concern. The solid horse for me is one of the Willie Mullins runners, Bacardi's, who he's about 5 or 6 to 1 in the betting, so he's right towards the forefront of that. But he was third in the Champion Bumper at the meeting last year. He then turned around the form with Battleford and Ballyandy in the Grade 1 at Aintree. He's won one of the really recognised trials in Ireland, the Grade 1 Deloitte Novice Hurdle on Irish Gold Cup Day. Horses that have come on from that to win the Neptune. Istabrak, a 3-time champion hurdler. Hardy Eustace, a 2-time champion hurdler. Denoli, a good horse in his own right. The way he won that race over 2.25 miles suggested that going up to 2.04 miles at Cheltenham would suit. And I thought it was interesting that last year in the bumper, 7 runners for Willie Mullins, this was the horse that Ruby Wolves chose to rode on that occasion, suggesting that he thinks he's a pretty decent animal, and I thought he's done everything right this year.
Do you think he surprised them that day? Because I noticed it was Patrick Mullins that rode him that day, which would suggest he was down the pecking order of the six that he
Patrick
he
Mullins
had.
Did he ride him at Aintree?
He rode him in the Deloitte.
Well, possibly. He fell on his hurdles debut, didn't he? And then he won just a sort of an average race, but Patrick Mullins has gone on some pretty decent horses of his dad's.
I'm not saying
it's something you maybe could read too much to, but he's clearly it's not a horse that's come from nowhere.
I think it's more symptomatic of there's been no clear pecking order in the Mullins stable this year, is there?
Or in Ireland in general, yeah.
Finian's Oscar really impressed me at Sandown, but just a suggestion, he might drop back to the 2 miler on day one instead of going for this 2.5 mile, which has been his target all along.
Yeah, well, that seemed to be the case. The only thing, I mean, the Sandown form's kind of fallen apart a bit. You know, it's always a good recognised trial, but the form hasn't really stood up. The fact that they're swithering between the two races suggests they don't know what best trip the horse is.
The runner-up got gobbed at Kelso.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
I think, going back to Neon Wolf, I think it's probably got the best piece of novice hurdle form on offer this season at Rossington at Haydock. It's always been, traditionally, it's been a good trial for the festival. We think Cinders and Ashes won there before winning the Supreme, and Peddler's Cross from the same stable won that race and then went on to win the Neptune. One I'd probably give a squeak for is Messire des Abos, Alan King's horse, which must have a chance. I mean, we all talked about Ballyandy and the Supreme. I mean, this horse gave £7 in a beating to Ballyandy, which is cracking form itself. Won the Challo. It's not a spectacular horse, you know. It's very similar to stablemate Yanworth. You know, it just gets grinds out and gets the job done and no more. But I think at 12 to 1, it's a good knock in each way.
Charlo winners have a terrible record in this race. So 0 for 15, which is quite surprising.
Yeah, it's the kind of horse you could see finishing second to third. You'd be disappointed if there wasn't one to beat it. But I can think 12 to 1, you're going to get a good run for your money for a place.
Told they couldn't believe they got beat from Keeper Hill. They hunted him when he gave the weight away. They expected to win that day.
Well, let's move on from the Neptune to the RSA Chase, won last year by Black Lion, which is a major contender for the Grand National this year. Might Bite for Nicky Henderson is the Antipost favourite, based on a fall at Kempton when everybody thought he'd win by about 30 or 40 lengths. But the horse that Davy Russell is whispering all around Ireland at these preview meetings is Whisper.
don't put me through this, Jim. Twice a horse off back for the world hurdle, thinking he was a superstar. Twice won a Liverpool hurdle at Aintree, when, you know, looking like a really good horse. But he's just an awkward kind of horse to me. He's got a funny way of going about his business. Needless to say, I haven't backed him this year. He's won a couple of races. Heads here as a class hurdler, but if Whisper wins this, I'll be jumping off the top of the Cheltenham stand, I think.
I couldn't back him with bad money, Jim. He's an absolute rogue. And the fact
is this Davy Russell or
well, both. the fact that Davy Russell's going about telling everybody that this horse has got a great chance would put me off it straight away, because if Davy Russell thinks one's got a cracking chance, he's not going to broadcast it to all and sundry at preview nights. No, I just couldn't be having Whisper at all. Might bite. It's hard to crab his form, as you say, a fall. I mean, he was 20 lengths clear. Oh, yeah. When Darryl Jacob had an absolute brain fade.
Tried to murder him,
I mean, I don't know what on earth he was thinking of. All he needed was pop over the last.
I think he got to the second last, and the horse, he left it to the horse to work it out, and it nearly didn't come off, but then he fired him at the last, and it gave us an even more spectacular result.
I'm worried whether Mike Bite will act on the track, but yeah, if you look at his form and Royal Vacation, the horse that he was going on to beat, that who got the race after he came down at the last of Kent, he's certainly franked the form since. You know, I'm just a bit concerned whether he actually acted on the track.
He strikes me as a horse that'll either win by 10 lengths or
completely bomb,
be fourth or fifth.
Yeah. Or he not even.
I don't think
around,
there'll be any in between with him.
No.
If American or American ran in this race for Harry Fry, how would you rate his chances?
He's got to have a good chance. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and right as we stand right now, he's got to be a bet, because mm-hmm. he will only run if the ground's off.
Yeah, and he said that this is the race.
No, Beth, you back him now. If he doesn't run, you get your money back. Yeah, if he does, he's 92.
Yeah.
So
that was very impressive, the way he won. He's only had the two starts. A fragile horse, needs soft ground, needs time between his races, but he's been off for 2 months, which is always
he's done it
been
well
part
both
of the plan,
hasn't he?
It was the way he jumped them silly at Warwick down the back straight, where they have five fences that come up very quickly, and it's a good test of a novice's jumping. It's the way he put good horses to the sword. They're like champers on ice. If he was to run a good race on the first day, there would be a pointer to American. Harry Fry knows how to train a Cheltenham winner. I think Robert's absolutely bang on it. 9-1 now, non-runner,
no bet.
Can't absolutely lose. Get on, yeah.
Yeah, terrific.
What do you make of Acapella Bourgeois? Was he flattered? Or?
I thought so.
He sounds like he's going to get his ground up. The ground might come right for him.
But so it might for a Venetia Williams horse, and we know how her horses revel on soft and heavy ground, so. Boys, I've teed it up for you. Who's going to take it? Oh,
Colin's the one that's infatuated with Venetia Williams. I'll leave it to him.
I mean, I do love Venetia Williams chasers, and I mean the fact that Bill Amid you picked on. I mean, it's very similar in style to Acapella Bourgeois, and the fact it just goes out there, sets a ferocious gallop, and it's like catch me if you can, you know. And it's two races so far, it's just burned them all off. Also, if it's Liam Treadwell rides it, then even. Know even better for his chances. I think he's one of the most underused and underrated jockeys in the weighing room. I really can't figure out why more people don't use him. I think especially on the chasers, I think he's first class, has been proved time and time again. And at 33-1, then it's bound to be worth a shot.
If it wins, you'll be heading to the florist. Risha, bunch of flowers in there.
Okay, a few good shouts there. I'll certainly be on American or American non-runner no bet, because I won't be on anything in the champion chase, because it's just a walk round surely for Duvan.
Exactly, the same as Altior.
9-9 for fences will become 10-10 out of 10. It's a horse of his calibre, it's just decimated a race like the champion chase. Altior, as we said on Tuesday, would be the biggest challenger to him, but he's likely to sidestep it. So it's a no bet race, was he 1-3 best price. I won't be getting involved with that. What it does throw up is the possibility of quite an interesting market in the without. Horses that are maybe going to try and match strides with Duvan, something like a Special Tiara could be a spent force, you know, come two out. Horses that are maybe ridden a bit more conservatively to finish the race could sneak into the places at big prices. So I'll let one of the other boys tee up a couple of bets on this first.
Simply Ned, the obvious one. He's running behind Duvan and dodging bullets and doing this over the years. It was
a good course form as well.
It's interesting to hear Brian Harden at Kelso on Saturday, who basically says, look, we know we've no chance of winning, but don't be surprised if we get a place. He'll be ridden to finish place, and if the likes of Fox not whatever do take Duvan on and get burned off, he'll just come through beating horses and hopefully collect on that 20-1.
Yeah, he probably just want the ground to dry up a little bit, so it's really soft ground might be against him. But 20-1 was probably the most attractive price. And that's 20-1 in the market without the favourites.
You're effectively finishing the first four.
Yes, and get paid out on a 5-1 winner.
Yeah. And what could be a very very small field.
Yes,
come the day.
Yes, it could only be 6 or 7 runners come the day, because a lot of them might get scared off by Duvan and go either to maybe a handicap or to the Ryanair.
Yeah, I think if you're having a bet in the market without or in each way at a price, probably two good shouts, both from the same stable, the Tom George stable, Godzone and Sir Valentino. I think Godzone's probably the most likely to chase home Duvan's. 3 Grade 1 wins. It beat Vatour at the Punchestown Festival last year. Really runs a bad race. Yeah. It's a spring horse.
We tipped him up in that market last year, and of course he finished one place out of where he needed to be at a good price. And then of course we know where he went and did after that.
And then Sir Valentino as well, you know, it's going to 40-1. It's a big, big price. It's definitely going to run in the race, which the race is going to cut up. So if you're going to back it each way, back it now and get each way terms if it goes down to 6 runners.
Yeah.
I mean, it won the Haldon Gold Cup early in the year, ran a good race in the Tingle Creek in the first time at a Grade 1. Probably when we would have won the Desert Orchid, he made a bad mistake and still finished second.
And he was giving £8, I think, to Special Tiara there as well, whereas he was lower rated, so that was a really good effort.
I think there's a lot of scope for improvement in that horse, and I think it's 40-1, it represents some decent value.
And again, he'll be ridden conservatively, thought to creep into the race, and that might be the style that you need. Yeah. Best bet of the day, Duvan. I'm going to go for a horse that's only been sighted once in Britain. It's a horse called Poker Play, trained by David Pipe. It was a second to a good juvenile, now with Nicky Henderson, called Charlie Parks in France. And then it's had one run here. It was second to a horse called Fidux, who certainly won't be good enough to win a Triumph Hurdle. But this horse has now got a mark of 133 for the Fred Winter on Wednesday. He wants easy ground, so that's looking favourable at this moment in time. I think the yard will be chuffed to bits with the mark. This is a horse that cost the thick end of £300,000. So they've put him away. He's got a mark of 133 for the Fred Winter, which is just about where you need to be in terms of ratings, bandings. 16-1 Poker Play each way should be a good run for your money if he gets his ground.
Thanks very much, Ed. I just want to squeeze in a word for Cause of Causes in the cross country. Winner of the Kim Muir last year, Jamie Codd's been booked. He's been practising all round the cross country courses in Ireland for coming over for his second attempt at Cheltenham. I think he's got a great chance, and don't worry if he gets a bit tailed off, because he picks up the bit and he comes late. Cause of Causes for me in the cross country. Thanks very much. Enjoy your Wednesday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.